It's 11:15. I'll be joined by Queen's Liesel Snyman this morning. A different dive into removing the layers. And ladies, we want to chat to you, women, phenomenal women. We want to chat to you, and we want you also, to join the conversation, not just listening to us this morning, but to join in on the conversation, as we will be live on Facebook and also on our YouTube page, so you can get your things in order. Go and log into your Facebook and log into your YouTube. Tag a friend. Please plug a friend to tune into our Facebook and our YouTube page, as we will be chatting about rather in conversation under the topic or theme "We Believe and Therefore We Speak," that is found in 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is. It's 11:20. If you are not joining our live yet on Facebook, on YouTube, let me give you a few seconds.
My CCFM.
This is my CCFM.
All day, every day.
All day.
Like all day long.
Changing lives for good.
Yes, that is exactly what we are doing, all for the glory of God. It is 11:21. I'm joined by my beautiful Queen Sister. We are live on Facebook and also on our YouTube page. Now, we have taken a different dive to today's removing the layers. Please pardon me, as I will be reading from my phone. I have to get this correct. Now, as we are celebrating Women's Month, we would like to hear from you, one listening and tuning in on Facebook and YouTube, our faithful listeners and community of remarkable, phenomenal women who have gone and above and beyond what anyone could have ever foretold, right? Today, our foundational scripture for today is based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, that says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke." We also believed and therefore we speak. And that is the theme and topic for today. The sign of our testimonies is about to break some generational chains. It's about time that we get to do that. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my precious, beautiful sister in conversation, Liesel Snyman, whose journey in itself is a testament to her faith, as it highlights her obedience to God and how through faith and obedience, God gave rise to a great sense of self. Of belief, self-worth, and self-value. Now, her book, for those who haven't read the book, it's titled Beautifully Flawed, and it shares raw account, of some of her personal challenges, and more so how God's grace, she broke through generational barriers and chains that will surely serve her future generations well. That is a long intro. I need to take a sip. but today we are opening up our platform to hear from you how you believed and acted on what God spoke over your life. You know that WhatsApp number, 061-798-1075. You can just comment on the live on Facebook and also on YouTube. Welcome. After that very long intro, welcome. How are you doing?
I am doing phenomenally well, my sister Queen. That was a long intro, but you know what? Your sound is so lovely, so soothing, so impactful that I can listen to you like for an entire 20 minutes. Do you want to continue speaking? Then I remain quiet today.
You are leading today. Now, before we can jump into it, I know that we are taking just a slight a different angle. I think all because of Women's Month. Angle. But why specifically this particular topic and theme for today?
I think for me, it has become very clear during this season that the power of our testimonies literally can break what generational chains has been locked in on our minds and our self-belief and also our self-worth. Mm. And the more queens, the more sisters rise up to share the full account, the full account of what what the Lord has done in his majestic power, the more those who are still stuck in those moments will be ignited with life, so that they themselves can also speak and ignite life. And so we need to speak to release life. And I think that is why I felt we needed to take a little bit of a different angle today. It's not just about my story.
Yeah.
I think our listeners, everyone who's tuned in, has remarkable, great, impactful stories that needs to be heard. So if your fingers tap fast or you're a fast typer, please do respond to the questions that my sis Queen Sake is going to share in a bit.
Yeah, and to open things up, because we always have limited time, or rather the time just goes by so fast, we invite you this morning to open up your heart and to share with us a specific promise or a word from God that you are holding on to and how it has manifested in your life. You can do so on our WhatsApp line. You can do so live on this, live on Facebook or YouTube. We want to know if you can share that specific promise or word from God that you're holding on to right now and how it has manifested in your life. And maybe you want to open the platform, Liesl, by sharing yours.
Sure, I can. I know I'm not going to answer as detailed, because I really want to hear from our sister Queens. But I mean, that specific question is reminding me of the incredible power attached to remembering. Remembering actually helps us to become more mindful of what we have missed in the moments when God's promises happened.
Yeah.
So if we reflect, then we can see how the promise manifested over the path of our life. And for me personally, I'm reminded today of a promise that was spoken probably in 2009 or 2010.
Yeah.
I was at a friend's conference, and she's asked me to open the conference with a short encouragement and prayer.
Yeah.
So for those who know parts of my story, that was shortly after I had my encounter with the Lord. So I was still a baby in Christ. There was a certain zeal, but I was also hungry to learn more. And after I said my prayer, a little old lady came to me. She was in her years, and she said the following thing to me. I actually wrote it in my book, but she said the following thing. She said, "Sissy, I saw you dancing and running in a vineyard. And as you danced and as you moved, you started plucking grapes from the vine. And then, Sissy, you took the fruit and you stepped on it. And as you stepped on it, it turned into a pulp to make wine." And her words to me as she said that, I mean, just listening to that, me dancing in a vineyard, taking grapes and, you know, I'm stepping on it and making a pulp. She said the following thing: "You will be an encourager for many women, and your joy will be a source of great admiration to many."
Sure.
Now, here's the thing. Yes, literally, sure.
Yeah.
For me, at that moment, I couldn't see what she saw, but her words excited me. There was so much life in the words that she spoke, that something inside of me just kind of like, it felt like an eruption of sorts. And because for me, I felt like God whispered in her ear, because somehow my ears weren't tuned to the sound of the Lord. Because at that time, and listen to this, my sister Queen, at that time, I was still tending to some of the wounds that I was carrying from my past. I was still very sensitive to what other people were saying, the dead words that were spoken. So I was focusing on something that wasn't actually edifying me. And now looking back, I can see that then already, you know, in 2010 already, my life were an inspiration to the woman that was in my life, but I certainly didn't see it. It's only once I started seeing it for myself, seeing the things that the Lord foretold then already, I started behaving in a bit of a more, you know, they say confidence. I started acting more confidently in the promise that God has given me before I fully believed it.
Yeah.
And so, I think that That was the one big promise that stood out for me.
Yeah, sure. And we want to hear from you. We're inviting you. The platform is open for you to share a specific promise or a word from God that you're holding on to and has manifested in your life. The line is open on WhatsApp. It's open on Facebook. So share those words from you. And maybe if I can just jump in there. I was reminded while I was just, you know, reading through some of the questions, I was reminded by a specific time in my life. I think it was mid-high school years. That is what, how many years? My math is failing me now at this point. But
2 years ago.
2 years ago. The face is 2 years ago. But yes, sure, my goodness. So I've got a phenomenal mother, right, who would always drag, lack of a better word, me to church with her. And I remember that time in my life, I was just similarly to you, I was tending to some wounds. I had many questions. I had, you know, big question marks in my life. And I was just, you know, struggling to find out as to what on earth am I here for, right? I remember one particular account that, you know, I went to church with my mom, and it happened that day. There was a youth altar call, right? And I remember, you know, this apostle who then became, you know, a mentor of mine, spoke a word over my life, saying that I was going to do the work of God in media. Now, mind you, that time I was the most timid girl in school, the most shy person you've ever come across. If there, you know, was anything happening that, you know, was in the spotlight, you would never find me there. And I'm going to be honest. Yes, I'm going to be honest and candid, is that I did not believe that word for me, right? Because I didn't see it happening.
You didn't see it. I didn't see it. Yes, yeah.
I did not see it. And, you know, I even though, as you know, the years went by, it's funny how I kept going back to that word. You know, telling myself that, Lord, if you are actually real, if you are true, that word has to come about.
That word has to come about now.
And I'm not going to lie and say that I stepped into that or walked into that, you know, the next year or the next month. It took me a few years. It took me going through very dark roots, you know, that even made me to kind of wonder if this is actually going to happen.
Sure.
But I'm here today.
And you're here today. And look at you now, speaking and releasing your sound.
Exactly. I am here today. You know, it when I look back in hindsight, I think, as you also mentioned, that I was not in a position of being able to receive that word for myself. That is why God had to speak it through someone else, so that even though I was still going to walk some very dark valleys, some very, you know, uncertain paths, I was still going to go back to that word and remind myself of that word, and to kind of find solace in that, if there is a living God, this will have to happen, right?
Come on now. And I mean, as you're talking, I'm reminded of, had that pastor not spoken the word, the seed would have never been planted.
Exactly.
And even though you never saw that seed budding through the soil to become like this forest that could literally just spread throughout the world, the seed was planted. Mm-hmm. Had he not planted the seed, what would have happened? And that is what our sounds need to release. It's so much more than just sharing a word. Yeah. It's about planting the thing or igniting the seed. Because I believe God has already planted the seeds. But when we ignite it, we almost like stir the ground. It's like we move the ground, we fix it and get it ready for the seed that to actually grow in it.
Yeah.
And regardless of the fact that you didn't see it, it still got some food from the soil even through those dark moments, it was all part of God's plan.
Exactly.
Must have been, because here you are today.
Exactly. Must have been, yes. You know, and as we said earlier on, for those who are tuning in, whether on FM or on Facebook, we are opening up the platform so you too can join in the conversation. You never know, you know, what your sound, what your testimony will do in someone else's current season. So we were touching on, you know, some of the promises or word that came from God that we held on to in a particular season and how that, you know, manifested in our life. And maybe, you know, now, Sister Queen, we can provide a brief account on how you, let's start with you, of how you maintain your faith and trust in God during bouts of doubt, you know, and difficulty in your life.
Sure.
Talk us through that.
Sure. I think that is actually such a profound question, because as you so eloquently mentioned now, a word was spoken, you didn't believe because you couldn't see yourself doing something like that because of the state that you were in. So I think oftentimes we maintain our faith by how we speak to ourselves and also how we speak to others about God and how we speak to God for what is already done, for what we don't see, and for what we are hoping for, you know? So I think it's a case of the more we speak, the more it's a case of life that speaks life, life that stirs life, life that breeds life, life that ignites life. Because Proverbs says beautifully, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if we speak about the things that we felt a moment and then didn't experience it because of life, then we, it's almost like our words then become the food for what we remember in the moment that things are not the way it should be because we're not seeing the word as it was spoken, right? I'm hoping that people are following me because I'm just following the words that the Lord is placing in my mouth. So I think for us, this is true that we need to, that when we speak to others, we don't just speak for into others, into the lives of others. We also stir something inside of us, because when the more we speak, the more we water the garden of our own purposes, the more we release more. You know, it's a life to life thing, as I mentioned previously. So for me, if I have to then provide an account of how I maintained my faith, I'm reminded of David, the life of David. This weekend we spoke about the life of David, and I'm reminded of how David, when he wrote Psalm 23, he actually described his absence of fear as he lived with a heightened knowledge that God is with him. So he described in Psalms 23, fear cannot be here because I know God, you are here. Because if you're here, then fear is not supposed to be here. And then when he started writing Psalms 23, if you go back to the scripture, he starts off speaking to himself first. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He speaks to himself first. So if you read the scripture properly, verses 1 to 3, he speaks to himself first about who God is to him. And then he changes the script. Then he addresses God to remind and affirm the presence of God. And he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you, Lord, your rod and your staff, it comforts me. So it's scriptures like that becomes like a, it gets me excited. It reminds me that I'm not alone. Also, because I have been through the valley of the shadow of death. I've been through a valley of where it feels like the brook of my finances has kind of just dried up. I've been through the valley where I felt like I'm not worthy. I've been through the valley of self-doubt. I've been through that valley. So we all have different valleys in our lives. But then again, David as well. David said the following when he speaks about the rod and the staff. What is the rod and staff? If you study scriptures, the rod and the staff the shepherd used to move the sheep around. Now, the rod was used for a purpose. It was thick and it was heavy, and it was almost like, okay, You know, we're prodding you. I'm going to prod you. I'm going to prod you so that you can move, move. That is what the shepherd did. I'm moving you into the fence. I'm moving you away from danger. I'm moving you. But it's Saul, because it's a thick, heavy stick that is prodded to get the sheep into direction. And then if I'm thinking of the staff, what the staff is like, almost like a, what do they call it? Like a kiri.
Yeah.
It's like a
knobkiri.
Yep. Knobkiri. So it has this crooked end. And I looked at the video and it showed how the shepherd would like take the staff. And if the prodding didn't work with the rod, then you would grab the sheep by the neck to get them into position. Now, my goodness, my life, since God has saved my life, my sister queen, since I encountered God, has not been a journey that was filled with roses and sweet-smelling fragrances. It has been tough. It has been scary. It has been moments where I questioned God, moments where I cried. But it's in those moments where I felt him the most, because I'm reminded by the scripture that God is never, that we're never without him, that he's always with us. And when it feels so painful, then yes, perhaps maybe those are the moments that God is telling me with the rod, you're not supposed to be here. Your position is not right. Check the position of the heart. You're out of line. You know, speak right, lay right, worship right, do the right thing. You're disobedient. And so when he gets the staff, then he's like, come back under my glory cloud.
So,
Sister Queens, if you are listening now, our lives might be riddled with moments where we feel not, this doesn't feel like purpose, but God is there with us.
Come on.
And if he has placed us there, then it means there's something that he wants to unlock from us in that valley that is going to serve not just our purpose, but also the ignition of purpose in the lives of other queens and other brothers. And then through that, we serve God and he gets glory from what he's doing in our lives, because we are just not skilled enough and smart enough and brave enough to do it on our own, because he kind of gives us his strength and he gives us intellect and he gives us the courage. And so, if you still feel, my sister queen, that God's rod and staff is too hard on you, that it's hurting you, I need you to look at where you are now. You are still alive. You didn't overcome in the valley. You didn't die in the things or through the things because of the things that you went through. It means that you are still part of the flock of God's divine sheep. It might feel painful, but it's because God is correcting us and he's shaping us, and the moment is helping us.
Yes.
And that is how I maintain my faith, by reminding myself that there are others who's gone before. And David is years ago. But if I look at your life, my sister queen, you have journeyed with God already. And that gives me courage. And if I look at my other sister queens who shares their testimonies, it gives me courage that if God has done it for them, and in by what they share, it gives me a little bit of, this is what I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
And that is why our sound needs to be released and we need to speak.
Come on. Sure. And just to touch a little on what you mentioned and said, that, you know, maybe you feel as though that the rod and thy staff is a little painful. The journey is a little painful. Tell you
That's
what, the scripture says that he does not cause pain. He does not cause pain without allowing something new to be born and to be birthed in your life. So thy rod and thy staff, whatever way that he uses it in your life, it is for your own benefit. There's something that needs to be released. You've got to be sent in order for that thing to be released within your life. So that was Liz's account on how she maintains faith and to trust God, God's plan in, you know, times of doubt, in times of difficulty. And we want to hear your brief account, because we've got limited time, how you maintain your faith. And just to go through some of the messages that came through on our WhatsApp line, there's a message that says, "Hi, Liesl, you might not you might not have felt confident in what the lady spoke into your life, but what I can say from my experience with you is that when I would see you, I saw joy, peace, and a bubbling spirit of excitement, wanting to be a blessing. You draw people to you, keep on sharing your testimony and giving hope to the hopeless. Lots of love that comes from Cheryl. Someone else says, you walk in so much grace. You are walking in your destiny. God, don't make mistakes. My goodness.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And as you spoke that into our lives, Sister Queen, I declare that over yours too. God doesn't make mistakes. Our lives are testament to that, eh? God doesn't make mistakes.
Amen.
It excites me. And it propels me forward, eh? It propels me to move forward.
Yeah.
And that is the excitement that we need to have for God.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I was speaking to a couple of lady friends this morning. Sometimes these things happen. Again, the enemy seeks who he wants to devour.
Yep.
So now we're excited by what a word that we've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like that, something happens and it wants to rob us from the joy.
Mm-hmm.
But the seed is already planted. He cannot uproot what the Lord has planted.
Amen.
He is making a big mistake. So let's find joy in that truth. There's certain perpetual truths that the enemy can just never take away from us.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah. And I hope that our hearts are in a position of receiving this morning. Our topic is, or themed rather, we believe and therefore we speak. Because of time. We want to know from you, Sister Queen, what impact has believing in God's word had on your personal growth and the lives of those around you? Talk us through that.
Yeah, I think for the sake of time, I can speak a lot, but more importantly, knowing that God has me sealed, safely wrapped, covered by his presence, and that even in the prodding and the pulling, that he is helping me to, you know, that having him with me, it helps me to navigate my way through life's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me inner peace and strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what believing in God's word had on me from a personal point of view.
Yeah.
I also know that it has become my moral compass. It has become my ethical, you know, the North Star that I use as I constantly go back to the fruit of the spirit, Liesl. Were you joyful? Were you kind? Was it good? Did you suffer long? Etc. etc. So having those as like a map, it's a framework for how we need to live our lives for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the full armor of God. I think God's word, he intentionally had his disciples write the word, his word, so that we can have an everlasting reference to go back to when we feel like the things of life is pulling us down. And I think personally also, believing in God's word, it gives you purpose and direction, my sister queens. You know, God's word is life. It's a better life than our words can ever be. So I think that is what it had on my life. But more importantly, the impact that our seed has on the lives of other queens. It's when our lives are immersed in God's obedience, then I think God's love radiates from the inside out.
Yeah.
And it happens with us without us even trying.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be obedient. We just need to have God's genuine love.
Yeah.
And it draws others to seek and to feed and to be part of that, you know?
Yeah.
And it also improves our relationship with others. So like I said, I can share so much more, but for the sake of time, I would have loved to hear more from my sister queens, but we have what we have because God gave it to us. And so now we need to be obedient with the gift that he planted within us to ensure that we nurture other gifts so that they themselves can also grow others and make this remnant stronger in God's, by God's word.
Amen. That is so profound and powerful. Thank you so much for that. Before I let you go and take us to your requested song, Leanne says, thank you, Queen Sis. You truly giving me courage just listening to you. It's just giving me more hope and confidence to follow my destiny. It's time for my next chapter. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening
Amen.
To the Holy Spirit. Sure, my goodness. I love the theme. I love the topic. We believe and therefore we speak, right? We believed the promise. We believed the word of God. We journeyed. He took us through that path and we are able to speak because, you know, in hindsight, we see why, you know, that word came to us and for us, rather, for the glory of God. And it says in Revelations, if I'm not mistaken, that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word that we are speaking, by the word of our testimony, right? Even through bouts of doubt and difficulty, we're able to stand and say, God called me to do it. He took me through the dark valleys, the refining stages, because there's a process that we tend to want to run away sometimes, the process in between the word and the fulfillment of that word. But we're able to speak today, we're able to pour, we're able to testify because he remained faithful throughout that period and that process. Now, wrapping things all up, Sister Queen, you requested, I think, a phenomenal song to kind of wrap this chat with. Why this particular song for this morning?
I think firstly, as queens, as sister queens, we have so much that we carry. I can write a list and share a list, but we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we remind ourselves of the power that is in God's love, it leaves us with a sense of renewal and transformation, because our open heart literally invites him into a deeper depth of our own, you know, fleshly self. He consumes it completely. And it's in hearing God's unwavering love for us, then I almost feel like, you know, I can surpass this thing because he loves me. And because he loves me, he's not going to let me, like, do you know, he's not going to leave me here in this valley.
Yeah.
And then it reminds me of a complete surrendering, complete dependence on him. So just, I want you to be encouraged by embracing this transformation, whatever God is taking you through, because God's love is certain as he is alive.
Amen. Amen on that.
Amen.
Sister Queen, thank you so much for your time. It's always a privilege to have you join us on
always
the show.
Beautiful.
Quickly, though, for those who'd like to get a hold of you, how do we do that?
On all social media platforms, it's Liesl Snyman, or through my business platform, it's Kensikeroy Consulting or Kensikeroy Bookhouse. And they can just, or they can email admin@kensikeroy-consulting.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Sending you lots of love.